Vegan Hacks. We're here to find out what Mike Keller does every day. Okay, go ahead, explain.
It's just a nonstop grind. What do you do every day?
You see what I do when you go on Instagram or TikTok.
It's true. I see the fruits and the failures. No, mostly fruits.
I spent a lot of time making you shine.
Making me shine? You're more like throwing me under the bus.
I just get the content. It's sent to me. I got like, what am I going to do? How can I tell this story? Can we explain what happened?
I get that degrading me is more entertaining than just a straightforward video. No problem. But don't pretend you're making me shine. You're literally putting the, like, you know, the pre-footage before like the action starts to make it look awkward, which is fine. I get that you have to do something interesting.
Can you explain to the audience what happened? They're all in the dark because not too many people saw this video.
I sent Jason some footage from my vegan Athens outing.
Okay. So Mike was getting some hair plugs in Turkey.
That was
and
not.
He stopped by Athens first to, I don't know, to hang out or do something. You know, who knows what he was doing there.
Whatever I was doing in Athens, I went out to get
the
some
plugs
vegan
look
eats.
Great, Mike. You look
Thank
really
you.
Good. They look very
Maybe
realistic.
You should come with me next time to Turkey, you know?
They're blending in. They're blending well.
Like, there's no baldness period. They just immediately worked. You know, when you're filming a movie, they roll the camera and then, like, no one does anything until the director calls action. So it looks awkward. People are just standing still for a second. So, you know, he put in the footage, like, yeah, there's no director, but like before anything started, I'm just like standing there waiting, like, to make sure the camera's rolling. And he put that in to make it seem like super awk.
Okay, let me explain. When you have a cell phone in your hand, you're not making a movie.
Yeah.
You have a cell phone in your hand. There's no formality. There is no action. There is no this or that.
Sure.
You just hit record and you start doing your thing.
Right. I basically hand the phone to my cousin Yobo. And I want to make sure he's recording before I, like, you know, take my performative bite of the lachma.
When I make these videos, they have to be a certain length. You know, I get paid like 50 cents a thousand or something. Or some amount of money. Yeah, I mean, big money. I mean, you know, right. If I, you know, make a few hundred bucks, whatever. But I mean, with your video, I made maybe $3, $4.
Three
I mean, there's
bucks.
There's not much effort. But they have to be over a minute long. And so you give me like a minute and 4 seconds of content. I can either just keep on repeating you biting into the sandwich over and over again.
Yeah, that would be boring. Just use the pre-roll and do a little degradation. No
I get
problem.
A shot of you like kind of awkwardly standing and and then bumbling. Nodding and going action and walking around. Okay. I find that actually to be more interesting because I feel like that's the authentic Mike. The part where you're walking. The part where you're walking all like stiff. That's the inauthentic. You're authentic when you're waiting. You're pensive. There's an energy there, and I want to capture that energy. I want people to see the adorable side of you, and that's the side we want, not the performative side where you're striding,
not walking
macho down the street. That kind of hesitant, like, what am I going to do now? Where am I going to do? Are people watching me? What's happening? You know, just that kind of, it's like
the awkwardness. Am I being perceived?
It's like seeing an adorable animal. It's not the gloss. It's the cracks.
The cracks. It let the light in.
Yes, it's the cracks, Mike Keller.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, so
ever go on another trip and send you footage, I'll make sure to send you longer takes.
More awkwardness.
More awkwardness. Well, I think awkwardness for me just happens very naturally. I, you know, I just do my thing and awkwardness ensues.
I actually think that that's the best part of the whole video. Not even the food or you walking or eating.
It's just
ice
the
cream.
Awkwardness.
It's that transition from you like kind of awkwardly standing there and like, oh, I guess I better start walking. And then there was just this kind of, I don't know, truth. There was a beauty to your awkwardness. Anyway, whatever. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
Nothing. You did great. Just don't pretend you made me shine.
Someone liked it. There was like a comment that liked your. Did you see the? I'm sure you looked at the comments. You memorized the comments. Someone said something nice about you.
I memorize them and then recite them to myself before going to sleep.
What was the nice comment someone said about you?
Mike is awesome.
I'll go back to vegan acting school. No, that was your comment. Wow, I'm drooling.
Were they drooling about food?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe about you.
I think it's the food.
This was adorably awkward. LOL. And 4 likes to that.
That's my way. Adorably awkward.
I didn't say that.
You didn't plant it?
I captured it.
Yes, you captured the magics.
And I didn't write that comment from like a, you know, a ghost account.
From a bot account?
The adorably awkward.
Mike Keller.
See, that's good.
Broadcasting live from Vegan Hacks.
You're no longer Vegan Mike. You're the adorably
awkward Mike. No, well, I think I've always been awkward Mike, and I'm okay with that.
But that's a good branding.
Yes, that is my brand.
I think that's actually too nice.
Oh, what would be the appropriate moniker? Adorably awkward. The cringingly awkward Mike.
There's a dark side. And
is
that
darkness within
I mean, when I say dark side, I don't think it's dark as in you're a danger
a bad
to people.
Person. Yeah.
I feel that there's a sense of self-depreciation that hurts your overall being.
Who knows?
But then again, who knows? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Who knows?
But this is not a therapy session. This is
vegan
therapy. Hacks.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what are we talking about today? How did
we have a couple of things. Do you want to? Okay, so I mean, we should probably talk about Donutgate 2024.
Oh, that was.
This was brought to my attention by a social media post by a friend of the podcast.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, Natalie Slater.
Natalie Slater, thanks again for those macaronis.
AKA Bacon Destroy, also from Upton Naturals, and just like an amazing creator, cool person.
Not all heroes wear capes. And they send us macaroni and expose the dark underbelly of vegan fraud.
I think that she didn't know how she was playing with fire, though. She basically made a social media post and put it on TikTok. It has like over 1 million views. And major news picked it up because we could talk about like why this particular story caught the imagination of a nation. It's actually kind of an interesting thing because it's honestly a vegan's worst fear. Baker allegedly passed off Dunkin' Donuts as vegan and gluten-free. And it actually started as an IG post that I guess Natalie saw and decided to just do, you know, fun little TikTok, not knowing that it would just turn into this avalanche of media.
The person might not even be a baker. They might just be a reseller.
Well, I believe that this particular baker, it's called the Savory Fig, actually has quite a good reputation as a vegan, gluten-free baker.
Then they would have baked the donut. They didn't.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I don't know, maybe cutting corners or something happened within the business. I mean, we don't know. A complaint came days after co-owner of the Huntington vegan shop, Cindy Snacks. So the post was from Cindy Snacks. Took his suspicion about the dessert public. John Stengel on Monday posted on Instagram a photo of a donut that he said was included in a February 23rd delivery from Savory Fig, a well-known independent vegan and gluten-free baker in the area. The pink frosted pastry was topped with orange and pink sprinkles in the shape of the letter D, which looked familiar. So basically, they've been getting deliveries from Savory Fig. One of the donuts was actually a Dunkin' Donut that actually had the candy, you know, little
Dunkin' Donuts logo.
The Dunkin' Donut logo. Authorities have been notified because this is actually something that's dangerous. You cannot.
It could kill someone.
Yeah. I mean, if you have celiac disease.
So irresponsible. It's so negligent. Or if they have like an egg allergy, whatever. Like somebody could have died.
Attempts to reach the Savory Fig were unsuccessful, and the company's Instagram page appears to be down. Cindy Snacks posted a follow-up message on Instagram saying they will not be commenting further as we don't feel we're serving our mission. But they've contacted health officials and the food safety division. There is product that's being passed off as vegan, that's not vegan, as gluten-free, and it's not gluten-free. Now, vegans, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm kind of lactose intolerant, so if I have something that has, like, dairy in it, you know, I'll be messed up. And obviously, someone who's gluten-free and they eat something that has a gluten-free allergy, obviously, they're going to have an issue with this as well. What does that say about the level of trust that we have in the products that we buy, like, in the stores? I mean, should we trust what we get at Trader Joe's? You know, even Trader Joe's, you know, there are all these recalls. Chicken pieces were found in this, or plastic was found in this. How can we trust what we buy at stores?
Plastic, I'm not like apologizing for plastic. If there's some kind of like manufacturing whoopsie, that's that's bad. But intentional negligence, or basically fraud, you know, passing one thing off as another as a like way of intentionally defrauding the customer and making money is so bad. It's just criminal. Like I want to find who did this and have them brought to justice.
Yeah, well, it looks like Cindy Snacks is actually going the full mile, because in some ways it's a form of betrayal. Obviously, I mean, 100% it's a form of betrayal.
Reckless endangerment.
But the customers probably will not trust Cindy Snacks as much either, even though they were wronged in the situation. They trusted this particular baker. In fact, they even gave the baker like a benefit of the doubt. They like went to the baker and they're like, did you find those candies? You know, where did you find those candies? Like maybe thinking, oh, maybe they got the candies from another source. And then
they showed a screenshot of like other candies that were unrelated.
Yeah. And then they actually tested the donut and saw that the donuts, you know, had gluten
chicken
in them.
DNA.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Chicken DNA. We definitely have to be vigilant all the time, because there's just there's people that are profiteers that are just going to try to make as much money as possible. And there's animal products everywhere. I had the situation where I was in Koreatown, and I mean, you can chalk this up as, oh, well, it's a, you know, I don't know, an Asian company, but it was packaged here in the United States. But there's this kimbap, which is frozen kimbap. And, you know, Trader Joe's has it, but they don't have it anymore. And so I saw this freezer section that said frozen kimbap. I was looking at all the kimbap, and I saw vegan bulgogi. I'm like, oh, vegan bulgogi, that's cool. And I read all the ingredients. And then I'm like, I'm totally sold that everything in that container is vegan. And then I see vegan tuna kimbap. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's something I would love to try. And I picked it up. It was vegan kimchi and tuna kimbap.
Mm-hmm.
And it said plant-based protein with a big like logo. Under it, it said vegan food, like on the cover. So vegan was on the cover. And I bought it. I took it home. And right before I opened it, I just started thinking like, wow, you know, it has kimchi in it. And kimchi generally has some kind of fish sauce, especially if it's made in Korea. So let me check those ingredients one more time. And I checked the ingredients, and even though the package said vegan food, I mean, it said vegan food. It didn't say vegan, I guess. There was anchovy sauce in the ingredient list. And seafood was not mentioned in the allergens.
And you're sure it's not like sauce that's supposed to go on anchovies? It's actually sauce containing anchovies? Because you know how like they say eel sauce? It doesn't have eels in it, right? Like it could just be a name. I'm just hoping. I'm hoping for the best, but there's no way. It's real anchovies?
The issue is I know Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know how to make kimchi.
It's with anchovy sauce.
Either shrimp, some type of crustacean, or anchovy sauce, fish sauce, anchovy sauce. Koreans generally will put in their kimchi. It's a flavor enhancer. I guess it helps the fermentation as well. But
very disappointing.
But yeah, we make vegan kimchi, you know, at home, and then there are a lot of purveyors that make vegan kimchi. I'm noticing more and more, even at the Korean market, that have vegan kimchi. But again, but it's a situation where we have to always be vigilant, especially right now where vegan, the term vegan is sort of a dirty word. So a lot of our ingredients and a lot of our things are not going to be mentioned as vegan. Now we're going to have to just read all the ingredients and look things up. It's
so frustrating because sometimes you cannot know. Like, for example, you look at a bread and it says mono and diglycerides in it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's based from an animal source. Sometimes it isn't. And there's no way just from reading the label of knowing. So what are you supposed to do? Like, contact every manufacturer? It's impossible. I mean, it's possible, but it's just infuriating.
The economy is not in the greatest shape, especially when it comes to these food creators, people that have pop-ups. But we are putting our trust in other people's hands when we go to these places, when we go to these restaurants, when we go, we don't know what's going on in the kitchen.
There's also an ingredient called, I think, L-cysteine. Have you heard of this? Sometimes it's plant-based, but sometimes it comes from hair.
That's wild.
It's so gross.
So, okay. I guess I believe that these Cindy Snacks is doing the right thing by being 100% transparent about this experience. I don't think they're too crazy about going viral because they were doing other posts about how that wasn't their intention. Obviously, they're going viral for a bad thing.
If you're
thing.
Doing posts, there's always a chance of going viral. You're making a public statement.
Yeah, I guess so. But the situation is, I think they were more concerned about communicating to their customers.
Sure, right. You know, I bet some people think it's funny. Some people who are not vegan think this is just a food safety issue. You have to be like honest and transparent about allergens. And then some people are like offended like us because like we don't want to eat a dead animal.
Well, okay. So when you say some people think this is funny, I do think that that picture of the donut.
Yeah, that was funny.
With the Dunkin' yeah. Donut logo on it.
It looked so sad and like pathetic.
I mean, and also too, I mean, I you know, from Natalie's post, that it just kept, the story just kept on more getting more and more ridiculous. They even ordered the candies to see if those were the correct candies. And then, you know, the steps that the due diligence actually, which was very responsible for Cindy Snacks to do, wasn't necessarily, when it's portrayed, it comes off almost comical because it's something that's so egregious. But that picture of that kind of like thrashed donut with the Dunkin' Donut candies on it is iconic. It could be like a shirt. You know, there's something iconic about that thrash donut. I don't know that picture.
It could be like a symbol for just crappiness. I don't know.
you have to have that picture and then the X-Files trust no one.
Yeah, right.
You know, whatever, the emblazoned upon it. I do feel that it's something that like stories like this will stay around for a while and go to, you know, whatever, mainstream media and get on TV and things like that because it's so egregious and outrageous, but also easy to read. You know, you can tell that story in one sentence, but also you can tell the story and there's so many details that make it into something that's definitely relatable to other people, like shareable. Like, you gotta see this. You're not gonna believe this.
I just hope the people who did it get some kind of like prosecution for reckless endangerment or whatever, some kind of crime to make an example so that others will see this and not endanger the public like this in such a reckless way.
Well, okay, so resellers of these products need to be forever vigilant.
Right. But the suppliers are the real criminals.
Well, yeah,
the ones
yeah.
Who, like, you
know. And then us as consumers need to be vigilant as well.
Even the bakery could be like, we had one rogue employee. They were supposed to make donuts. We weren't looking and they bought them. You know, like who they could just like go down the blame line all the way.
They even had Valentine's Day donuts that were the same as the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's clear.
So, you know, I mean, and, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, you can say, oh, you can't believe that, you know, vegans would be so ignorant to not know, let's see, I don't know, the Dunkin' Donut logo. But if
it's
you're
not incumbent on us to know the, like, product line of every business out there.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't go into Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I kind of know the logo, though. So it took me a while for my brain to compute it. But it was definitely something that I was, you know, aware of color wise. And, you know, but again, my latest situation with, let's say, like labels and products are definitely making me putting me in a position where I have to really be careful about, you know, where I'm going, what I'm eating, what am I putting in my mouth, you know, it's
just... and also what you're broadcasting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously I don't want to push people towards something that's, you know,
turns out to be
not right.
Death.